The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast, produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.
Bye, Stone.
See you later, Lita. It's been great.
It has been great. Short shows are always good. Mm-hmm. Thanks for that. So we just want to give a big shout out to two fantastic people that help us immensely in some of the things that we do. And one of them is Epic Insanity. He does our outro and we want to give props to him. You can find him on Twitter at epic_insanity, as well as his shows Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. We also want to thank Mark Conan because he does our intro. And you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan. Wow. And they are two fantastic people. So we like to give them props.
Yep.
All right. So wait, don't forget where you can find us, guys. We have got the website, which is wowchallenges.com. This is where you can find all our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can also listen to all the episodes on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. If you want to send any questions, tips, tricks, anything at all, you can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com.
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we recorded last night, yesterday. Well, mm-hmm. Yesterday for you. Well, last night for me too, so because I slept between. Yeah. So, yeah, Lita, where can we find you?
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at LitaWow, which is LitaWow, as well as my other show, which is Behind the Avatar, which does have a show coming soon, I swear. An episode will be out.
Sure. Okay, I'm just pulling open the thing here. All right, our next show, we got to wrap it up, right? So our next show is Saturday, April the 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern time. That's Toronto Eastern. Okay. Tiber will be here next week. So it should be a good one. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very looking forward to it. Looking forward to it because apparently in my land, the word two does not exist.
I was going to say, you might have a problem with forward. Backwards is always quite good, apparently. Yes.
Yeah, apparently. Ought. Okay. Mm. So I want to say thank you to everybody that supports us through Iron Elite. I don't think we have anybody new, so I'm just going to go. I pop the list up. We've already updated it for March. So we'll be updating it at beginning of April. Middle of April. So thank you to everybody that supports the site through the Iron Elite and helping pay for the server. So thank you to Al Leandris, Azzy, Boz, Crash Landing 99, Dave DeHunter, Elby, Fair, Five Iron, Frazzly Sparksband, Grand Nitnagus, Introvergenius, Calamoon, Cashbringer, Carice, an anonymous koala, Layla, listen, Mrs. Rock Guru, Net Never Died, Nisi Okan, and Periton, P.S. Ducky, Rude De Bruin, Soylent Greener, because it's better than Soylent Green, Stir, Swing Cat, Kevin, Taco, Thalani, Tiber, aka Tiber, Toasty, Tuli Bardeen, who is a magnificent human being, which we'll talk about after. Turwinkle, Tufrog, Olminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very, very much. Also, thank you to our mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Niece Easter, Zaya, and Zorts, who are all probably like, red alert, what's going on? I don't know. Also, thank you to our Twitch viewers who right now we don't have a whole lot on, but I will read them all out. So thank you to me, Boz. You, Lita, you are in the chat too. Nisi.
Oh.
Well, bot. That's a bot, but still, Bob. Zorts, Banananananan. 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 There we go. Taco. Hadley, Azzy, Carice, Periton, bot, Tiber, aka Tiber, Sumatra,
hello,
bot, and then Zeptimus. Thank you all for watching.
Thanks,
right,
guys.
Thanks.
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bumper?
Oh. Such a doofus.
This just in. It's Chit Chat.
Thank you. Thanks. That helps. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, this is where you can send in your tips, your tricks, your questions, your puns, your jokes, all of those kinds of things. And I think we're going to have a few questions today. So let's start off with Stone. Can you take the first one from Winema, please?
Sure. One sec. I'm just going to move this down here just in case. Okay. So, the first question from Winema is, question, for appearing on the new list in the front page, does one need to get at least a level during the week, or is it just if you have played your tune? Okay, so basically, your name will appear on that list if there's been a change. So, for instance, level is the main one. If you died, if you got a flag, if your class or race changes, those are the five big ones. So if anything of those change, then your name should appear on the list with the new information, not the old, I believe. Go.
Okay. Good to know. All right. From Azzy, we have got, I was going to submit a Houdini pun for the podcast, but they are all escaping me at the moment. That is cute, Azzy. I like it. It's very cute. Thank you for that one. Two thumbs up, Azzy.
Okay, so we got a question from Artis. How to make the Sisyphus challenge if the professions are only at level 5 and the initial quests are to kill? Well, there are some quests that you don't need to kill anything, so you have to actually go and do those ones, but you are going to get most of your levels by exploration. And then once you hit level 5, then you're good to go. So generally, the level 1 to 5 range is mind-numbingly painful. I have not done it myself. I generally wait now. I think you should wait until a event. So, yeah, where you can get like quick XP without having to go all over the place. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you look dazed. Yep. Dazed. You were just like zoned out, yo.
I was actually thinking I should start making a horde pacifist. That's what I was actually thinking. I was like, now how would I do that? Dark Moon Fair is coming. That's what I was thinking. Dark Moon Fair is next weekend. Oh. Is that a viable time to be making another pacifist? I'm going to make a second pacifist.
No.
Who am I? I don't even know.
Why? Dark Moon Fair has nothing to do with it. That's only valid
The bag.
That's only valid to level up. if you've got your professions, like.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking. Should I make a horde one? No, it's just the thought was going through my head as we're talking about that. So, all the things, yes. Anyway, okay, from Nels, they ask, can a mage use the water elemental at level 12? Is that when you get it?
Yeah. So, yeah, basically, I think they're thinking, oh, it's a pet. You can't use a pet because a hunter typically has a pet. Mage usually doesn't have a pet. Like, it's not like a standard thing. So it's unique per spec, right? I don't know. But basically, if you can use it as your class, then you're fine. So you're good to go.
Exactly.
So chat room. Tiber says, I haven't been able to find any quests below level 4. So pacifists need to get 4 levels of discovery XP. Really? I thought that
should be able to get, be well, it depends.
Some
alliance or horde. Right. Tiber.
And Tiber's like, you should make a new pacifist now so that it will be high enough to benefit from Darkmoon Fair. That is correct. That is correct.
Yeah.
Tiber's saying at least on ally. Yeah.
Stormwind quests?
Yeah, so the Aran quest in Stormwind got changed to level 4. Oh, well, that's
fun. Okay. Nisi, well, that's interesting. That.
That's not good.
Oh, well, April Discovery Fools. XP it is.
Yeah. April Fools, you say. April 1st for Libra. Yeah. Well, wait, is it? No, because today's the 30th for me. It's the 31st for you. Strange. Madness reigns in the WoW Challenges podcast.
Always does. Every week.
Huh. Maybe. says they're in backwards land. Yep. And Nisa, I don't know how I feel about this. See, she's just no. Tara says really hard to sell herbs and ore now with the auction house changes too. What I tend to do now with mine is that I tend to accrue them and just do it all in one shot because of the deposit is so high. Like
get a stack of 200 or something.
Yeah.
But hence why Darkmoon Fair would be good, because then if you've got your 10 gold, that would give you a bit of a buffer to be able to put some stuff on the auction house if you needed to. Like that's where my head's thinking if I make a new one.
Speaking of the fair, I don't think I have this in my weeks in WoW. No, I don't. So I'm gonna just really briefly mention this right now. I was on my pacifist this week, and we searched the auction house. Somebody listed one of the quest items for like 100 gold, and I was like, oh my god, snap that up, because usually they're about 250 to 3 if it's cheap. If it's expensive, it's in the 1,000 gold range. So when I see it for like 1, I'm like, buy it now. Buy. So I think somebody accidentally put that up, being like, oh, and they didn't realize it was so low, unless they were just trying to sell it to get rid of their stuff, right? So
Darkmoon Fair quest you can pick up at about level 6.
Oh.
Tiber.
The one to get the free token, the free ticket?
To go, yeah.
So then how are you going to get your bag?
That's right. I've got to get to level 6. That's what I mean. I've got to get to 4 and then get to 6 to get, hence why it's like, this is going to be interesting.
Okay, I am.
Maybe that's a journey we will take this week and explore. So we'll see. Okay.
We want to move on?
Sure. Okay. All right. Now, this is the state of the challenges time. So we're going to, and also we're going to do something a little bit special.
Okay. I know it's throwing you off. It's throwing me off. Just how everything is, right?
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So what we're going to do towards the beginning of the show, like that, we're going to give a pet away. So what we want to do, Stone, is...
Okay, I'm going to click a button.
Yes.
I think you just have to hit...
We've got a pet.
Exclamation raffle. Anybody from EU or US can enter. We have one pet.
Anyone
of your
can
choice,
enter.
Right? One pet of your choice? Okay.
Pet of your choice.
Open the giveaway.
And we will draw it.
Okay. Can somebody enter this? Just to make sure.
Let's make sure it works. And at the end of the state of the challenges, thank you guys. Okay. We're going to give a pet away to someone in the chat room. So good luck, everyone. Whichever pet that you would like.
So we're not using
fine.
A timer.
Okay.
We're just going to let people enter and we'll pick one.
Yep.
Once we're done. Okay. Once we're done the lists.
Yep.
Okay. So we're going to start the lists off with green teams. Mm. There are no green teams. Lita.
Okay. All right. Blood teams. Ooh, we've got some blood teams this week. So in your face. Hit level 24, grade D, but edible. They hit 27 this week, and Soul Patrol hit 32. Well done, guys. That's good. Good job, Nisi.
Nice.
Okay, Stone.
We've got Iron Teams. Number three is Darsky and Hutch. It's at level 24. And number two, Don't Go In That Spooky House, level 28. I'm assuming somebody must have died before in Raven Hill. Number one, Team Puppet Rides again at level 31. Congrats.
Well done, Nisi and Zortz. Awesome. Okay. Greens for this week. So we have got,
I don't know,
Iron Gizm. Yeah. Iron Gizm. Hit 51. Copstone hit 56. Zaya Gillith hit 58. Open Palm 59. Hit 62.
59. Hmm? You said 58. It's 59.
59.
I did not change that. It was 59. I swear to God.
Okay. All right. Open Palm is 62. Kirsty 63, Ferra Verde 65 this week, Ivana 73. Oh no, Very Shammy RIP at 76. Oh no, Sparkler 83 and Ferra Vert hit 110.
Congrats.
Well done.
Nice. Okay, so for tins, we have Gustav is level 22, Biscotti is level 32, Zortz Moo is 36, Vanilla is 36, Dusgatvashkash is level 43, Arendelle is level 52, Yesen is level 52, Era Frostfire is red flagged at level 61. No pet battles are allowed, sir and or madam, as the Tortolans say. Hello, sir and or madam. Number two, Ferriskay is level 55, and number one, Ferritaley is level 100.
Nice. All right, let's have a look. We have got pacifist this week. Lucy Lynn Passy is 31. Passing Stone hit 33. Peace Out is 34. Pose Picker 35. Florelle.
Posy Picker. It's Posy Picker.
It's Posy. Well, it looks just like Pose.
Well, because they probably couldn't get it.
Spelled different.
Yeah, it is, okay. But they probably couldn't get it. But
okay, posy picker. All right. Flora Rail. Hit 38. Passy Alita hit 59.
Wow.
Zaya Passy is 63. Passive 10 hit 69. Mon Spritcher hit 87. And I've completely, what is it? Herminator.
Oh.
Yes! Got it.
Dang it.
Stone hasn't done translations. Herminator hit 96.
Oh.
Yes, I remembered.
Congrats.
Remembered. Thank you. Yes.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Blood thirsty. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull the cork out of this thing. But, all right. Well, I was trying to unscrew the thing, but it's not. Anyway, so for Bloodthirsties, we got Tidal Soul at level 43. I believe that's easy. Soul Fist at level 44. Blood Zorts, because blood, at level 50. Sanguistone at 55. I don't know who that is, but they are good looking. I can just tell. Blood Trap is level 57. Blood Lita at 57. I don't know about that person. That seems like somebody that's kind of dicey.
Dodgy.
Soul Snuffer, level 63. Soul Stoned, level 73. I can't even say my own name. Frustrating as hell. Okay. Blood Thief at level 73 and Soulful Paul. Soulful Paul at 92. I don't know who Paul is, but maybe that's her new name. She's decided to change her name from whatever
Nisi Paul
to say to Paul.
Paul Nisi? Nisi Paul. I like Nisi Paul.
Nisi Paul?
That's another one. Okay. Nisi Paul. Yeah, there we go. We've got her next tune ready to go.
Great.
Okay, Irons, let's have a look. So Ferro Relic is 65. Thulfur is 67. Ashes Hunt is 74. Nemesis is 75. Iron Dan is 76. Oh no, Azzy 83 RIP. Oh no, Azzy, what happened? Oh dear. Shinari is 97 and Shinari is 111. Jernmand is 112 and Camacho Jonah is 116.
Very nice.
Well done.
Getting up there.
Nice.
Azzy is going for the going to try for the first Iron Man since 735. You gotta slow it down though, dude. Slow it down. You can do it.
I'm sorry, Azzy didn't know that he lost the bummer. Wonder what happened.
He died.
Sorry, Azzy.
His health.
Yeah, I know, but
okay.
Isn't that one of the things on the tip?
Yes.
Loading
yeah,
screen.
There's something like, you know, the best way to beat a boss is to get its health to zero before yours or something like
yours,
that.
Yours,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. I am
so
going
funny. Okay.
To close the giveaway and I'm gonna pick a winner. And I'm hope it won't reset everything. I'm actually gonna take a screenshot of the list because if it does reset everything.
Okay, good luck everyone.
Then
okay,
and I will just take everything and use a random.org pull. But we're going to close it. And then entries have stopped. Very good, Wow Chabob. Now, Wow Chabob, I need you to pick a winner. Here we go. Yadran is the winner.
Yadran.
I would like you, sir, or madam, can you send either myself or Lita a message on Discord? Or if you're not on there, I guess send us a message on Twitch and tell us which pet you would like. And let us know if you're US or EU.
US or EU, yep.
Yeah. And then we'll figure that out, okay? Congratulations. Yeah. Good job.
Well done. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? The noise cancellation, I didn't do it when my heater was on, and now it's picking up the heater because it's like, oh, I don't know what that is, right? So, yeah. Okay. So, well, we'll just live with it because it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Let's do news.
Coffee is my blood.
Sorry.
There is not enough today.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
There's not enough, really? All right.
There's not enough today.
Yeah. Okay, so Dark Moon Fair, it's not even next week, right? Like, we're going to have another show and then it will start. So
yeah.
Really, there's no real
next weekend.
There's not really anything big happening this coming week. Just Dark Moon Fair in 2 weeks, kind of roughly. Well, a week and a day or so.
Is there new stuff at Dark Moon Fair?
I think they added the roller coaster, or is that before?
Yeah.
Dran, can you message either myself or Lita on Discord
Twitch.
If you do not have Discord, do it on Twitch, and you can message me. You can just message the broadcaster, or Lita. She should be in the chat as well. Also, Lita is giving away the pet. Sorry. And so, Lita, thank you very much. You're so kind.
That's
and generous.
Okay. No worries. Hot you all.
Oh. Oh. March of the Tadpoles. Wow. Wow. There's my Owen Wilson. Wow. Wow. okay. So
that's
March of the Tadpoles. I don't know. We generally don't really talk about micro events. I know that you're all about the Murlocs, but micro events. I mean, we generally only mention, you know, if you can't do certain things like Trial of Style, you can't join a group, or the what's the other one that you're in the auction house and then you get the buff?
Dance party.
You can't do that one because you get a buff, so that's a no-no.
Yeah.
So there are actually two things on here that I didn't add because this week kind of threw me off. So one is, yes, there's green teams. If somebody wants to try it, please let me know if something's not working. I think it should work. Let people enjoy their things. So that's why there's green teams. If you don't like it, don't play it, and that's okay. I personally don't think I would do a green team, to be honest, but I think iron teams should be enough, but some people want green teams, so they've got it. The other thing is the front page of the website is now changed to show current leveling. So as of Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern, it will reset. And anything new is up there. So, how it works is that I have a job that runs every 10 minutes, okay? And it pulls out random tunes that haven't been updated in the last 6 hours. And once every 24 hours, I update everything. So eventually every character does get hit once every 24 hours. It's just, your change may not appear right away. So if you see that your change hasn't appeared, go find your character on the site. Do a manual update and then wait a minute or so. And the front page job should run every minute. And so it should pop it on. I can see people being like, hey, I did this and it didn't work, but it just like sometimes the main job takes a little bit to catch you. So that will be fine. Actually, let me go enter this in now so I don't forget. Green teams for the front page of the site. State of the challengers on front page. Okay. So the links beside each of the lists will take you to the full list, okay? For that hell. And so if you go look mm-hmm. at that list, and it says Bloods, and it says all. When you go click all, it's still going to take you to all Bloods, and it won't be the ones that change. It would just be all of them, right? If you want to go look at the list, like a bigger list of the people that have changed, if you go click on the date of the challengers link up at the top of those lists, that will take you to the top 20 of each of them. The reason why we only do top 20 is because generally irons have about 600 to 700 characters by the end of the week. Sometimes more, mm-hmm. sometimes less, and I don't want to put paging on that page yet, so I want it to be a bigger list, but not the full list. So it will do top 20 if it can. If not, it will list whatever is there. So yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Lita.
Excellent.
What have you been doing in World of Warcraft? It's like this show's going by so quick. Wow, I see you've been doing stuff.
Oh, it's just crazy. So yeah, this week I've done some Iron, Passy, and Bloods, actually. So I didn't get to all the tunes, but I did get a few things done. So my Iron, my Night Elf Hunter, hit 36 last night. So I finished off Wetlands, went into Arathi. I don't like doing Arathi. Went up to Airy Peak. Mm-hmm. Did Airy Peak, did everything except for the Dire Glob in the cave, Skull Rock. And didn't do Troll Area. So just did like the hand-in stuff, but not the actual, you know, I'm not touching it. I've lost too many tunes. That's what I was saying in the stream last night. It's like, no, when you've done something before, it's like there is enough stuff to keep you going elsewhere. So I don't do it and I move on to something else. So just remember, doing a challenge tune, particularly an iron, we're not going for Lore Master. That's what we kept saying last night. Not doing Lore Master. So just keep your tune alive. So I finished off everything Airy Peak that I could do. And we went back down to, I got to Stormwind, but by then the body decided to crash. So I was like, right, I'm done. But I'm going to head into Deadridge, and I'll start the startup quest because they're the good grindy quests. Yeah, so I don't have a problem with them. Yeah. So I'll do a section of that before then I'll go over to Duskwood, and I will not stuff up Duskwood like I did when I lost the last hunter. So, because I love Duskwood. It's got a lot of grindy quests as well, and I really enjoy questing through there. But
you love to grind. I'm just going to. As we found out last night.
Yeah.
On the podcast. Right. On the podcast. Jesus. Oh, my God. On the podcast. God. Lord.
So, yeah. So I hit 36. Really happy with that. She's going along well. I've got the gorilla for a pet now.
Okay.
How have you been
finding that?
Yeah, I don't think it's that much different to the turtle.
Okay.
So I'm just going to stick with it. Like, I've still got my turtle on my Bloodthirsty, on like my big hunter. But I haven't got a gorilla on her. So I don't know. I think the leech is helping a bit more than what the turtle has, but I kind of feel like they're still both. Yeah, you know, you've got to keep them up. Like, you've just got to keep them alive. It can turn really nasty really fast. The other thing to remember, if you're taking on rares, I took on a couple of rares with the hunter last night. Making sure, you know, make sure your cooldowns are up before you hit them, because on an iron, any rare past about level 18 is bad. So you, like, I don't touch it on a priest, on a warlock, on a pally, you know, like on any other iron, okay. I won't even look at a rare. But on the hunter, not all rares I will pick and choose. Like, I went down to near the troll village in where Hinterlands, Ironback, the big turtle. And he had like 2,000 and something hit points, and I had 800. Like, there's a lot of difference. And yeah. Then I went to take on another one, and it had 3,000 hit points. And I'm just like, even on the hunter, not going to take those on. It just would be a little risky. So didn't worry about doing that. But yeah, we'll head into Red Ridge and hopefully not end up as Dead Ridge. That would be good. But 36. Yeah, so we're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, you know, prefer you to live and level.
See you, Zorts. Have fun at work.
Maybe you could be the first person to hit level 120 since 735.
You're so funny.
It's possible.
Yeah. Anyway. I've got to not get myself killed at level 40. I've got to not fly over Horde Camp and get one shot. I've got to not fall into lava. You know, there's a lot between 36 and 120.
You can get there. You can get there. It's okay. You can get
there. Yeah, yeah.
I have faith in you.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So anyway, we're still alive. I played my pacifist this week and she hit 59. She's cool. Doing dailies and running around Dunmorrow still. I was going to push her to 60 last night, but it was one of those things that I don't know if you guys find it, but you know, when you've got your mind set on something, so you're like, right, I'm going to play an iron tonight. I'm getting ready. And then you kind of go, oh, well, maybe I should just do this before I do that. 9 times out of 10, I end up dead. If I go, oh, well, hang on, I'll jump on a Bloodthirsty or I'll do this or do something else before I get to where I thought I was going to go, I'll end up dead. So I was like, you know what? No, leave the passy. We'll play her tonight or tomorrow, whichever, and hopefully get her to 60. But yeah, still trying to do the dailies in wherever's got the best dailies. So I had to take it all the way over to Darnassus one day because both the fishing and the cooking dailies were like really cruddy. I was like, yeah, we're not going to do those ones. So we'll go over to Darnassus. But anyway, 59. She's doing okay. And then blood. So I played a couple of Bloodthirsties as well this week. And my Void Elf Warlock hit 57. So I've got a new rare path. Okay. So we're doing Swamp of Sorrows, then into Blasted Land.
Yeah.
So Swamp of Sorrows started
doing it the other way around? Or what?
No, no. Well, I was doing, don't forget, I was doing the whole Light's Hope Chapel from Eastern Plaguelands. Sure, so I've kind of decided I'm going to leave that.
Yep.
Because those kills aren't counting and you know me in stats.
Yep.
Bugs the crap out of me. So I'm like, damn it, Blizzard, fix the bloody stats. So I've gone to Swamp of Sorrow, Blasted Lands. Now, Swamp of Sorrow was a bit hit and miss with the rares, but Blasted Lands wasn't too bad. And anyway, I ended up dinging 57. I was like, yep, okay, let's just leave it at that. And then I played the Pally, the Dwarf Pally. I'm going to publicly say that for my chat room, particularly Chris, I am so sorry I gave you a heart attack. Not once, but twice.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I was in wetlands and nearly died twice. One of the times, I can't remember if it was the first time or the second time, I was going to... I can't even remember what I was doing. I was heading over to the other little quest hub that you've got to go do the raptors and the dark iron stuff that I normally don't do. And I got hit by the Murlocs, Periton. Your Murlocs, I swear. Wow. And they didn't leash. They didn't leash for like
Which ones did not leash? The dwarves?
No. The Murlocs.
Okay, all right.
The Murlocs. There was the runny one, and then a couple of the caster ones and the other ones. So I don't know if I had three or four on me. By the time they leashed, and I'm trying to heal and run, and I just thought, I'm dead. Like, I just kept going, but I'm like, I'm dead. When they leashed, which was like halfway across the zone, I ended up with 1.5% health. That's it. That is like the most closest death, near death I have ever had. I don't think I've ever got down to like that. It was, yeah. So that was close. But I honestly had resent. And I was kind of like, you know what, if she dies, like I was just like, I was trying everything to stay alive, which I managed to do. But I thought, you know, if I die, oh, well, you know, it's not, I'm not going to be traumatic about it. So, but yeah, I did that twice to the chat room. So I apologize, Chris. I think she, yeah. Heart you, Chris, heart you. So, and to those others in the chat room, guys, I appreciate the support. That was, but yeah, I'm really sorry. So we didn't kill anyone.
Nice.
That's the positive spin on my week.
Good.
Anyway, yay. Died. How was your week?
Nobody died. I mean, I did play some.
Yay.
Because I was going to say, one died. I didn't play anything, so no one died. But no, I did play some. I did do a pacifist, but I didn't list it here. Apparently, it wasn't worthy enough, apparently, to list. Okay. I don't know why, but
I'm not worthy.
Okay. All right. Oh, I was talking over that. I would have loved that as a clip. Dang it. That would have been fantastic. Oh, my God. That would have been so great. Okay, so I played my green. I got it from level 51 to 56. I will tell you that Azeroth Autopilot is very efficient for greens. So far, so good. It's really good for greens.
Okay.
I would not use this on iron so far. Just based on some of the quests that they get you to do, there are some quests that I don't think I would do as an iron. So you could try to skip those and see how that works. But if you're on a green and you want to try to level up fast, you can try to use that. And holy cow, it's just like it tells you stuff like, okay, go set your hearth now, turn it and go and do these quests and then hearth back and then do all this stuff. And and it's basically tracking how long it should take you to do certain things. Yeah. And
okay.
It's pretty good for greens. However, I found out Azeroth Autopilot automatically enables war mode.
Oh.
Not all the time, though. Not all the time. I don't know. But not all the time. Yes. So, because remember before I said, hey, there's a bug where I logged in and I had war mode on? Like, what the heck, yo?
Yeah, that was a couple weeks ago, wasn't it? Or a month ago?
About a month ago. And no, it was Azeroth Autopilot. I was in one of the capitals. Okay. I don't remember which one. And it turned on. And I'm like, well, I know I did not turn it on. I know there's only one character I turned it on for, and it was not a challenger. 100%. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know for my green character, I know it was not on. So I had logged out at Orgrimmar, and when I logged back in, Azeroth Autopilot had turned it on, and it actually had a little thing above it saying war mode has been turned on. And it's like, well, hold on. Like, no. There's no option to disable that, which I think is a big miss. Why is the screen flickering? Why the hell is that?
Because I muted to do that's my coffee. Interesting. So you wouldn't.
That's interesting. Okay, we're gonna do a quick test as we're live. Can you hit mute again, like you just did? and unmute it. Okay. When you are clicking mute or unmute, it causes your picture to blink out and blink back in. Mm. So it flickers. Mm. Don't mute. You're just
so then I've got to pour and you're going to be like, I got to go to the toilet.
Yep. That's just how it is. Weird. Okay. Now we know. Mm-hmm. See, we learned something. That's fantastic. We learned something. Yay.
Nailed it.
If Lita's muting Stone, why do I still hear him? Oh, Tiber. Oh, Tiber.
Tiber. You can have all those funny ones next week, Tiber.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. For the sake of the future of all mankind, I will have a small sprite. If I could play that clip on the stream, I would, but I think it's copyrighted, so we're not going to do that. Just go look up Captain Picard goes to fast food or something like that. It's about 2-3 minutes long. It's funny. It's from the 90s, I think, or something. Anyway, so Bloodthirsty, I got my character up to 55, and we are now exclusively in Swamp of Sorrows and Blasted Lands because the kills are not counting. Sorry, the kills do sometimes count in Badlands, which is really strange. So I was like, let's get out of there. Yeah, like they sometimes count and sometimes not. So I've left there, and we're only going to focus on Swamp and Blasted Lands, and we'll see how it goes there. But I did do over the week, I got some inspiration to go create the kills granting XP or honor guide. So what that was is taking the zones in the old zone level range and comparing that to the new range, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can see and then adding 7 levels to the old range cap, because that's the highest that a character should be able to get a kill granting XP or honor, because I think plus 7 levels a monster is green. I think when you're at 8 it's gray.
Okay.
Right? So I think it's plus 7. So I made a I made a whole list in so I have it basically in Excel. I just don't know how to deliver it. I don't know if I'm going to put it on like a web page or put it on like an open doc or something, but I would like to get some help by testing it. So you don't necessarily need to do it on a challenge tune, but you do need to do it on a character that would be able to get XP in those zones, right? And test at what threshold that is, right? So that you can say, hey, when you get to Badlands, you know, you could technically play there until 58, but I mean, from firsthand experience, I don't think that's true. So we need to test that out. If anybody is interested, please let me know. I still don't know how I would collect that info. I would just write your name down, and when I'm ready, I would communicate with everyone. Okay, so I'm gonna leave my mic open for a second, and I'm gonna go to the fridge. I'll be right back. So I'm going to yell. I'm going to my fridge right now.
Yeah.
To get.
He can't hear me. Let's all talk about Stone.
Because
we can hear him. He can't hear me.
Okay.
He's got some ice.
So yes. I've got a tumbler with some ice because are in the final. This is the second last stream. Well, not actually, no, I'm going to be streaming later on tonight. So this doesn't count as part of the stream. We are going to stream tonight. And then our last stream for my ALS walk charity streams is going to be tomorrow. I believe we're going to go live at 3 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to go for about 2 hours or so. This week, I wanted to make a shout out to the people that donated. So we got Twitch bits from all of last week. We were able to put in another $15.13. Thank you very, very much. Nice. Chris, thank you for your bits right now that you just did. Because basically what we're doing, Chris. Anyone that put in bits or tipped, I put directly into the walk fund. But the bits we do every week. So I'm not going to do it every day because that would just be lots of bits, like lots of entries. So, but yeah, last week we were able to do $15.13. We also got a donation from Toasty Posty. Thank you very, very much, sir.
Nice.
And we got a donation from Boz and Maddie. Thank you very, very much, both of you.
Thanks, Scott.
And, we got a donation from Thule. So, as you know, before we got the donation from Thule, like we were sitting at $1,783, which is a lot higher than I thought we would be. And I'm very thankful for where we were. And we kind of put up some silly stretch goals, right? We said, you know, at $2,000, I'll wear Carrie's pink Crocs on my head, like as earmuffs. And Carrie would let me swear for a minute and she would leave the room so she didn't have to hear it. She then said, hey, you know what would be funny? If you hit 2,500, I will sit there with you and listen to you swear. Because she's like, yeah, we're never going to hit that, right? Because, you know, we have about a week to go. Yeah, that's not going to happen. Well, Thule came in and he's like, hi. Boom. So Thule dropped a huge donation. I can only say thank you so many times to him that I, you know, and he actually, he replied to me saying, you know, like it's no problem. Like he is happy to do it. So he doesn't want me making a big deal about this. Well, sorry, buddy. Too bad. So basically, I thought this would be a great time to open this bottle of scotch. I have never had scotch before, ever. This was given to us as I've never had scotch.
Wow.
This was given to us as a holy bejesus, Boz. Thank you very much,
Boz.
Good Lord.
Thank you. It's amazing.
This was given to us as a housewarming gift in 2010. And it says it's 18 years, aged 18 years. So that was 9 years ago. So it's 27 years old. I've already peeled the foil off it. And I have, and I've talked to Sarah. Oh, so I've uncorked it and I'm smelling it. I have no idea, but it smells like booze. So I don't know much about booze. I don't really know much about scotch. I don't know much about anything like that. Here, actually, let me put up the bottle because we are doing a podcast here. We are recording a podcast. So just for the people that are watching, here's the bottle, right? It says it's Chivas Regal. It says that the alcohol percentage is 40%. That's gonna crush me. So I talked to Seraphis. Oh, thank you, Dave, very, very much.
Oh, Dave.
Thank you very, very much, sir.
You guys.
I talked to Seraphis, who's an expert on booze. He said, because I was like, Well, because I don't know. I was like, well, if I like, if I uncork it, is it okay to cork it and just put it back on the shelf? And he's like, yeah. Because I don't know, right? Like, I don't know if, like, if I uncork it, like, do I have to drink it within, like, a year or something? I don't know.
Yeah.
So he's like, no, if you just cork it back up, you're fine. So he says it's also not a shot drink, apparently. So I have to have a tumbler with some ice is okay because I'm a lightweight. Another so I've had drink. This ready to go. I've got a tumbler with my ice, and I'm going to pour a little bit in. Hopefully not be...
I was going to say, pour a little bit in.
Well, wow. Well, that's... Yep.
You're right.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It spilled a little bit, which is unfortunate, but that's why I'm licking it off my fingers, because I don't want to waste that. I'm going to recork that. All right. So I thought that what better way to say thank you to Thule for such a huge donation is to open this. So we've had it for that long, and we've never had a real huge reason to open it. Thule, I believe, does not necessarily drink stuff like this. He's more of a beer guy, I believe. But I thought,
yeah, man.
Just go for it, right? So, all right.
Yep. Mm. Sip.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's one of those.
It's not. It's not harsh, actually. I thought it would be more hard. It's not.
Shouldn't be. Should be pretty smooth. It's not. Wow.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty smooth. So that's that's pretty good. Okay.
Cheers.
I think that our
Thule.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for reminding me. Hold on. I'm gonna actually. Yeah. I'm gonna go like this. Cheers to you, buddy, with my shaky arm because I can't. This is another thing that's wrong with me is that I'm starting to get like the shaky arms where if I lift anything, my muscle is just like, what are you doing too much, right? I do want to do I'm going to do this for a second. Thule, thank you. You in there. Thule, you. I'm pointing at you. Thank you very much. Very much. You. Yeah. And because when Boz gave me the donation, Boz and Mad Hattie, they were not in our chat room. So I didn't get to do it to them. And now that I know she's here, Boz and Maddie, thank you. Thank you. You. Thank you very, very much. You. Yes, you. Boz and Maddie. Thank you. Thank you. So there. I gotcha.
Feel the love, guys.
Gotcha. Thank you very, very much. I mean, like I know. Pointing
with love.
Like, I know that money can be tight, so anything helps. And I know that, you know, like even doing likes and retweets, I'm actually keeping a tally of how many likes and retweets that we get. And tomorrow I'll go over everything. Like, I'm not, you know, going to do it by person, but I'm going to do it by just how many you've events and how many likes and all that stuff, right? So, but even that alone, just to get more awareness out there, you know, thank you very, very much. And really all that it costs you is a click, right? You know, like to like it, right? And that's it. So, but that one like could lead into more donations, like you never know, right? So it definitely helps. So thank you very, very much. Again, I think we are going to have a stream tonight where I'm probably going to be drunk off of 40% scotch. Yeah, it is not harsh at all. Cause usually when I have a hard drink, I'm like, right. It's like, oh,
well, normally the older the drink is, the smoother it becomes.
Really? See, I did not know this.
I used to be a drinker.
Oh.
I did.
And Tiber's like, what could go wrong? I know. The podcast edit should be fantastic. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Be fantastic. Yeah. So again, just one more time, thank you very much to everyone. Tomorrow is going to be very interesting because I wasn't really planning on swearing. And I certainly wasn't planning on swearing beside Carrie, who will be sitting like right here. So what we will do is that we'll have Carrie, like I'll switch to the full cam mode like that, and I'll have her sitting like here, right, so you can see her clearly. And
just tell everyone the boys will not be around.
Oh no. So what we're doing is that do I have a script? Yes.
It's So I said
the boys are going to be downstairs in the basement watching movies. 1 minute. So, basically, I had a list of swear words. I had 47 swear words, and I had them in OneNote.
There's 47? Okay.
Well, some are variations of others, but for the most part.
That's so true.
I had it in OneNote, and I hit and I cut off of OneNote because I was going to paste it into Excel. So I hit cut, I closed OneNote, and I went into Excel, I hit paste, and there's nothing there. And I'm like, no. So I went back and I opened up OneNote, and because I had closed it, it doesn't remember the last thing I did. So now I have to go get the list again. So I'll look pretty serious swearing up a storm, with pink Crocs on your head. Oh, you'll be at oh man. That's right.
Pax are Easter's you like throwing in swear words from different languages? Or it's all English.
It's does look like I am dropping frames, Periton. It does look like I am. And I don't know why that is. Okay. It says that I'm at 1920 drop frames, so but it's sitting there not doing it again. Maybe refresh the video.
My video's okay.
No, well some like okay,
doing
so
a hiccup.
Yeah, so I would say hit refresh and then because it's stopped at 1920 drop frames. But my signal strength on the Twitch side, at least for as far as their app is concerned, it says that I'm okay. Okay, so we are going to wrap this up a bit. So tomorrow we will be live at 3 p.m. Eastern doing about an hour or two. We'll probably play a little bit or maybe we'll just chat because I think I haven't done a chat one. Oh, no, I'm dropping frames again. 20,000 or 2,000. So it's jumped up a little bit. Okay. Let's, I'm going to go play a sound clip and then Lita's going to do her thing. Lita, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 160. Today is Saturday, March 30th, 2019. I'm your host, Lita. Oh, no, I stuffed that up. I'm your host, Stone, and joining me is my co-host, Lita.
Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Wow! Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.